Halos are hosting Seattle in their 2017 home opener, and a pair of new Angels would spread their wings on Friday, pitcher Jesse Chavez and outfielder Cameron Maben.
The pitch, fly ball lifted into left center field, Maben coming hard, slide, and Maben makes the grab. Nicely done by Cameron Maben.
Big opportunity right now for the Angels. You have Albert at the plate, and he chops this one to third. This could be two, and then the ball is fumbled and dropped by Seager. Oh, what a break that turns out to be. That should have been an inning-ending double play. Here's a pitch trying to hold up on it as Zunino went around on that high fastball, struck him out, and boy, Jesse Chavez is just mowing him down right now. Nine in a row, another clean inning for him here. 2-1 Angels here in the sixth and the next pitch. And that is a cut and a miss, and he got him. A slow off-speed pitch right there, gave him a curveball. And boy, oh boy, Seager went after it and then slams his bat down in disgust. The inning is over. And here's the next delivery. Here's a fly ball. It's hit well in the right center field. Chasing is Dyson. That ball's out by the wall, and that ball's out of here! Cameron Maben, you can slow down that trot. He is just homered to start the inning off. The Angels get the run back that they gave up in the top of the inning, and now the Angels are back up by a pair, 3-1. Here's the pitch. There's a high drive. It's lifted deep into right field. You can kiss it goodbye. Out of here. Cole Calhoun's first home run of the season.
Calhoun provides the insurance with the home run off Casey Fien. The Angels win 5-1. Jesse Chavez wins in his Angels debut. He goes 5 2/3. Albert Pujols, though, continues to struggle, just 1-for-20 on the season. The Angels are doing a little bit of everything early on in 2017, and Mike Socia likes what he sees from his club thus far.
We played a good game, though, definitely hitting the ball. You know, Cam's home run and Cole's were important. Didn't play a perfect game, but we really played good defense early. And I think Chave did a great job of hitting his spots and made our defense easier. And we got, you know, we scratched a couple runs. They cracked the door open for us to give us a run to go up 2-0. And, you know, we kept going. And Jose Alvarez got a big out in the sixth. And Bud pitched around a little trouble in the seventh. And we held on. Well, that's why he's been throwing the ball all spring. And it's a tough lineup over there. You know, you have to hit your spots, and he did. I don't know if he got a little tired or was, you know, facing these guys a third time around, but he went through them really well for, you know, the first five innings and had two outs in the sixth and just couldn't finish it. But, you know, his pitch count was good. Sometimes there's a little adrenaline. Maybe it takes a little more out of you when you, you know, when you're out there in a regular season game. But he moved the ball around and pitched well.
You've used your bullpen quite a bit in these first five games. Plan moving forward, you want to use them that much? Are you happy with what you've seen from them?
I think we're the same thing we talked about. Our starting pitchers are going to have to break through that, you know, that 16, 17 out barrier and get to that 18, 19, 20 outs on a regular basis. And once they do that, it'll definitely reset our pen. We've used a lot of innings out of our pen. They're doing a good job, but you know, it comes back to that rotation. They're the heartbeat of your club, and we've got a lot of confidence in these guys. We just need them to get a little more effective, and we feel they will.
Was your plan to let Cam handle the
yes? Yep.
And then attempt a six out save?
No. Well, I think we'll see where it was and how much. He might have had, but we definitely wanted to match up in the middle with Cam and that, you know, until the game got to be 5-1.
Was that just because of the part of the order himself?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed that Jesse wasn't mixing speeds, he was mixing breaks with his fastball between the cutter, two-seam, four-seam. As a hitter, is that more frustrating than mixing speeds?
No, it's all part of it. I think he mixed speeds too. He did, you know, he was aggressive in the zone, used his cutter, threw a couple changeups, used some breaking balls, but you know, he pitches on. He gets his pitches in the good zones when he's on, and he was out in the fringes all night and made some really good pitches.
Seventh inning, first and second, nobody out, but gets that one strikeout, and then Edwards makes two pretty good plays.
Oh, that's huge. You know, Simba, great heads up to, you know, get the force out of third. And then he ranged far to his left to get, you know, the ball Segura hit. And those are big plays.
What do you see from Simba to play right now? Is this a continuation of him just having a hot WBC coming back to spring, or is this a different level?
No, we saw this the second half of last year. I think once he came back from his thumb injury and he got acclimated to the league, to, you know, the ballparks, pitchers, everything. He really swung the bat well the second half for us. And I think he just picked it up where he left off. He swung the bat well at WBC. He was slowed a little bit with a little back tightness towards the end of spring, but he swung the bat very well.
Cameron Maben made a good first impression in his first home game as an Angel, making a great grab in the second inning behind Jesse Chavez and then homering to help lift the Halos to victory.
This was an exciting home opener for you guys. The crowd was electric tonight. How big is it for you guys to win the first one at home?
It's a great way to start off the home series, with a win in front of a great crowd. And hopefully we can come back, take a little momentum in tomorrow and keep swinging the bat well, keep pitching well, and playing good defense.
And what a game for you, that catch in left field, your first home run of the season. Seemed like everything was going your way tonight.
This is a fun place to play. My first time, getting to play a home stand here as an Angel.
And that's almost like a welcome to the Big A.
I appreciate that. AP, another great teammate, man. I'm loving these guys. They welcome me with open arms, and, hopefully I can keep this going. We got a long year, but we got a great team, a healthy team, and, hopefully we can keep this thing going.
One more for you. One more. Cameron Maben, welcome to the Big A.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well-traveled right-hander Jesse Chavez may have found a home with the Halos. The righty went 5 2/3 and allowed just one run in his debut with his new club, and he came out victorious.
We saw you clapping as you were walking off the field. Were you happy with the way you threw the ball tonight?
Yeah. Just having a year not being in a rotation and to have an outing like this on the first one, especially with, what it is and being the first home opener, it's something that I cherished and something I wanted to do well with and, just give the guys a chance.
And we saw you kind of in the zone all this week, today during batting practice. What were those emotions like kind of leading into this game?
Just watching the guys do work, just watching the guys get ready for the game. And, I do that every start. I go out there and try and, watch them warm up, watch them prepare, and it gives me that extra motivation. If they're out there getting ready, I have to do my job now and go get ready, and that's kind of how I look at it.
You're cruising through the first five innings. What changed as you were facing the batters the third time around?
I think I got a little confused of what to throw, because we had everything working, but you got to tip your hat to those guys. They saw it away and they went with it, next bullpen I'll take into adjustments that I need to do as far as situations that happened in the sixth, and I'll go back and work on that during the bullpen, and hopefully it doesn't happen next time.